Welcome to the Search Storage Special Report podcast on multi-protocol storage. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langdon Blue. The first question today is, what is driving developments in the unified storage market? And over to you, Chris, for that.
Thanks, Anthony. I think I'd like to start by just getting a definition put in place here, and that's talk about what we mean by unified storage. I think typically in the marketplace, unified is seen as meaning unified from a protocol perspective. That is, a box that could provide both block storage and file storage. And typically we see boxes that produce iSCSI, NFS, SIFS protocols, that sort of thing. Some of them do fiber channel as well. I think we also need to look at this from a slightly different angle and think about what we mean by unified in terms of our footprint or our actual device itself. Because as we'll discuss in a second, a lot of these devices are unified from the point of view of being a single footprint. So I think it's good to understand the two. So let's just talk about what we think are driving developments from the customer side, first of all. So from a customer perspective, there's a lot of benefits in having a unified box. First of all, you can actually reduce your cost because you're putting this into a single footprint. That could reduce your power and cooling, could make it a lot more efficient from that perspective, and clearly could give you a single pane of glass to actually manage the infrastructure, which could reduce your training costs and so just general simplification in that sense. So you can imagine a lot of SMBs probably, rather than enterprise environments, but a lot of SMBs are probably going to go for this sort of box because it gives them those sort of nice benefits. Now, from a vendor perspective, vendors can see that this is a great market to get into because they can move to another niche where companies may not have had a storage product before or maybe want to move to using multiple protocols within their environment and are so taking a file box and upgrading it to a unified box. So I think a lot of the vendors are looking for market grab here and looking to take market share from other vendors. So we know traditionally, for instance, NetApp was very strong in file. And I would imagine we see other vendors coming in trying to get some of that market share. I think that we're probably not likely to see this in, excuse me, in enterprise environments because for them, the economies of scale don't really work. So they tend to be larger organizations who can afford to have dedicated equipment. So probably this is for smaller environments who can, as we said, reduce their cost and, make things a lot simpler in the way that they run their operations.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, how do I determine which approach to unified storage suits my environment? And over to you again.
So we talked about the different types of protocols that people operate. And some people might already have file and print in their organizations today, and that may be done a certain way. And they may already have some block devices, and they're looking to consolidate. So there are options here on how you can move forward. So for instance, you could look at getting a dedicated box and a box that actually combines both of those two functions into one. That obviously has the benefits of being single footprint as we've discussed. There are other approaches. So for instance, you can place a gateway onto an existing storage device, and the HP P4000 gateway does that with their block-based storage. The gateway sits above that and allows you to have file and print out of the same environment. Effectively, it's not as unified as some other solutions, but it may be a way forward for customers who've already invested in, you know, some of that technology. And then there may be other customers who just decide that they want to do a wholesale transformation and pick up their environment and move it lock, stock, and barrel and move into that shared environment. What I would say there is, of course, if you decide to move it into a mixed environment that is unified, you do need to take a very careful approach to your performance management. Whereas you had previously two platforms to manage, and you could look at the performance profiles of those differently, moving them into one box could actually present you issues. So, you know, you've got to decide if you're happy with that approach, moving into everything in one, or whether you might like the idea of something like the gateway approach, which gives you the ability to have the two protocols and some flexibility of your configuration.
Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.